This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, I was hoping you didn't hear my stomach growl in the last hour because I was starving. And I knew what was coming up next. It's Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes. And he's in the studio with part of his family. And he brought in a lot of food. And Jimmy, I just saw you last night. I had a great dinner and live entertainment. It was Billy Joel night. So we thank you so much for joining us today. And you brought some terrific food and drinks. So why don't we start out by introducing who you brought with you?
Well, I brought Jim Jr. here. He works at the restaurant part-time. He helps us out a lot.
How old is Jim Jr.?
Jim Jr. is 12. He just turned 12 years old. He's getting to be a big boy, and they're growing up fast.
Oh, they always do. So you put him to work.
Yeah, at the age of five, I got a picture of him doing dishes, helping us out doing dishes. We got slammed one evening, and he chipped in, and he pulled up a stool. He started washing dishes.
I think there's child labor laws, Jimmy.
I couldn't agree more, but he did it on his own. I didn't have to tell him anything. He just jumps in there, and he went at it for a while. So then he graduated on up to taking out the trash, and then from there he moved up to the host stand, and then from the host stand he's doing a little bit of food running for us now. He's doing an excellent job. Great kid.
Good. Well, nice to have you. I know you had to put down the video games today to come into the studio, but we're glad to have you.
Go ahead, Jim. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, my name is Jim.
How you doing, Jim? You doing good today?
Yes.
Yeah?
Very good.
Awesome, awesome. Jim, where you go to school at?
Greater Atlanta Christian School.
All right.
Great.
That's awesome.
Good school.
Trying to break him in a little bit.
Good, good, good.
And I've got Mary here. Mary is my store manager up in Duluth. She is the first Hispanic store manager running the store volume that she does. Female. She does a fabulous job. She's a people person. She's all over the floor. She's in and out of that kitchen, making sure everybody's food is prepared right, making sure all the customers are happy. And she's just awesome person in itself. And on top of that, I brought her because we have some fabulous drinks, and she could tell us about those drinks because she makes them and she helps out the bartenders. And she, her and my wife, they came up with a lot of these recipes with the drinks themselves. And once again, she's just fabulous. Welcome, Mary. Appreciate you coming.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, let's start, Jimmy, with what I'm drinking, and it's in a clay pot, which you never see in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, it's called a cantarito. Okay, it's a
Cantarito.
It's a clay glass, okay? And what's significant about that clay glass, it keeps everything either warm if you put something warm in it, or it keeps it cold if you put something cold in it. So we put nice, refreshing, cold drinks. So I'm going to let Mary tell you exactly what's in that drink because she knows all about that. And it's an authentic drink from Mexico.
Okay, Mary, what's in this Cantarito?
Well, basically, we have the clay cup. Like, it's very traditional, you know, from Mexico. It comes with fresh fruit, as you can try.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yes. And it comes with fresh squeezed lemon, orange. It comes with the spicy sauce. We call them...
The spicy sauce?
No, I'm sorry. It's spicy.
She's a little nervous.
Salt. Yeah, I'm so nervous. I really
no,
apologize.
You're just talking to me.
Awesome.
Nobody else is listening.
Yeah, and it comes with your favorite tequila, which we recommend the Jimmy's Double Barrel Tequila, which is
delicious. I totally
delicious.
Recommend Jimmy's Double
it's
Barrel
delicious.
Tequila.
Yes.
Man, isn't that awesome stuff,
it's
man?
Very smooth.
Oh, that drink is all about drinkability, man. I'm telling you, if you ever had it, it's really good, really smooth, no burn. Oh, it's good stuff.
Very smooth.
Yeah, it's a very fresh drink. Like
it's very fresh. And what I love, and I sat there at the bar last night and ate, when you're making your drinks, when I ordered a skinny margarita, it took a while for the drink to come because you guys are pressing and squeezing mm-hmm. fruits, your oranges, lemons, limes. I mean, it was a laborious yes. thing for you to fix this drink.
Correct.
Well, thank you so much for being patient. You're right, because a lot of people, they don't realize all the work that goes behind making some of them drinks
as they're
sitting there waiting for their drink. And it's not just their drink. We're making a lot of people's drinks. So, yeah, they get behind that bar and they go ahead and they start squeezing all that juice. And I hope none of it landed on you because I know it could spray everywhere.
No, but I mean, she was working hard at this drink. And when it came, you could tell the freshness. There was no pre-made mix. It had just the fresh juices, agave and tequila.
What drink did you have? I can't remember which one it was. Was it skinny or?
I had several, Jimmy. I started out with the skinny margarita, and then I had the cucumber margarita, and then I went back to the skinny.
Awesome, awesome. That's great.
So we're a little pickled today.
We're professionals. All right, so what other drink did you bring, Maddie?
We brought the cucumber margarita, which is one of my favorite ones. Cause
it's so refreshing. It's almost like a spa drink.
Yes, it's perfect for summer. Well, it has fresh cucumbers, your favorite tequila, mm-hmm. which mine, you know which one is, Jimmy's double barrel tequila.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It comes with the high top syrup, Herradura syrup, which is...
Yeah, we use the top shelf Herradura syrup in that. Let me tell you that. Herradura syrup is very good. They make a great product, as always, and we put that in our drinks along
with what is that? I'm not familiar with that.
It's like a sugar syrup that we add to the drink to give it that additional flavoring.
Like
to,
a simple syrup?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, but it's just the way they make it is just really top shelf. They do a good job with their syrup. And if you don't have that agave syrup in there, it just totally sets the drink into a different direction. So we make sure we put that in all of our drinks, and the flavoring behind it's really great.
Yeah, I think the high quality makes a difference.
And that's important. Everything is as fresh as we can get, and that's very important.
Exactly.
So how do you make that drink? Give out one of our recipes.
Now, I'm not going to say that whole complete recipe, of course. You need to come and try it.
Sure.
Because there's some flavors that I can't describe. You need to definitely come and
totally
try it.
I totally agree.
Yes. So we have the fresh cucumbers, which comes on it, the tequila, your favorite choice. It comes with the Herradura syrup. It comes with squeezed lime, some sparkling water, and it's a great summer refreshing drink on a hot summer day.
This is the drink to order.
Yes. You think you're sitting by the pool, huh?
Oh my God.
Sounds good,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Sweating. What do I need to drink? Oh, let me think. Oh, it's Jimmy's tequila.
Let me go get my bathing suit.
Let's go get a cucumber margarita.
Absolutely.
Yes. Good stuff.
You know, we keep talking about the spices, and I think that this is what sets Jimmy's tequila and carnes apart from any other Mexican steakhouse. Is your spices that you use. So I want you to talk a little bit about the spices.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the spices. It really ain't, you know, I enjoy it. Of course, I made it, so I enjoy it. It's really good, really flavorful. But let me tell you, your audience that has been coming in time and time again, they're talking about the food. They're talking about your show. You just have an amazing following.
These people, thank you.
They really are the nicest people.
They really are.
They come in. You guys know who you are. I have talked to you time and time again. They're coming from Cartersville. They're coming from Woodstock. They're coming from Marietta. They're coming from all over because they follow you. They want to check out what you've been talking about. And they want to say, hey, if Belinda likes it, it must be good. So they're coming in and they're giving me the feedback. And the feedback that they're giving is just absolutely incredible. They enjoy it. They really like it. I haven't had anything bad. These guys are just all incredible, and they enjoy the flavoring and the seasoning. And they say that. They say this is something different.
It is.
This is something that we've never had before. And it makes me feel great. I mean, I'm on cloud nine, and here it is. You know, we have our commercials with you, and you enjoy it. I mean, I feel really good going into work every day and talking to these people.
Well,
it's just fun.
I'm blessed to be part of your family now and working with you on these commercials and this endeavor. And I had the fajitas last night, and you think, fajitas, that's just humdrum. No, these are not ordinary fajitas. They are spiced, and the steak literally melts in your mouth.
We do. We have a top program with Braveheart through Performance Food Group, and their Braveheart meat is really good. It's a high quality meat for a very affordable price. And our plates are very large. I mean, you're not going to walk out hungry. You're going to walk out with a doggy bag. It's just the way we do it. The Hispanic community, they get together and they make a lot of food. They put a lot of food on their plates, and we all have a good time.
Now tell me about the beans, because the beans are, they're not just ordinary beans on the side plate. There's something special about these beans.
You are so right. And let me tell you, my wife's recipe that she brings in from Mexico.
Well, she's not here, so you can tell us what goes into it.
I will. I'm going to do my best. I don't make her upset by forgetting something. But, she puts some pork in it. So if you're a vegetarian, these beans are not for you. But the flavoring of the pork that's inside the beans, the mixture of the other seasoning that she puts inside there. Man, I'm telling you, these beans are really, really good. It's just not your average beans. And they're a little, they got a hint of spice in them.
Oh, yeah.
So it just made, just, the flavor just bursts
you. You could make a meal off these beans in themselves.
You can make a really good bean burrito, let me tell you, or bean taco, because my wife does that every morning, makes a good little bean burrito.
I bet. And the rice, what are you doing special with the rice? The rice pilaf, that is something really special.
We use a really good product. It's a jasmine rice, and this jasmine rice, we have our cooks, you know, cook it to perfection, so it's not too sticky, it's not too hard. These guys, they do it day in and day out. They got the recipe down to a perfection, and it's a nice flavoring jasmine rice, and you're right, it is really good. I have a lot of people that love it.
Okay, we're going to take a break so we can eat some more. When I come back, I'm going to tell you something special they have on the menu that you're not going to get at your ordinary Mexican restaurant, and I'm going to tease you with that. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we're speaking with one of my favorite restaurant owners, Jimmy of Jimmy's Tequila and Carne's Mexican Steakhouse. And where exactly are you located, Jimmy?
We're located in the old Barnacles building right there off of Tilly Mill, just north of PIB, right across the street from the Home Depot. It's a great, great location. It's easy access in and off the freeway. You can get to us from Johns Creek real easy. Dunwoody, Doraville, Chambly. We're right around the corner from all these beautiful cities. Norcross, everything.
Now, one of my favorite, we just ate during the break, if you can't tell. One of my favorite things you have on the menu that I dare another restaurant, Mexican restaurant, does not have are crab legs.
Oh, yeah.
And they are not just any crab legs. They are huge.
Yes.
And they are spiced. I don't know what you do. Don't know if you're going to tell me or not. But
many people try to get that recipe, man. Let me tell you, I can't give it out. We hold that near and dear.
So when you order them, that's probably enough for two people.
Easily for
me,
two.
Or just me.
Yeah. If you're very hungry, yeah, one. But then you're being kind of selfish. I don't know.
Well, I've been known to be selfish.
Especially with crab legs, right?
Crab legs and your crab cakes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm telling you, my wife's made a great recipe with that as well. But those crab legs, it's a Snow King crab. Great product. Comes out of Maine. They're very large. They're three large clusters. It's a huge plate. And the key to that, once again, is not your average butter. We have that Estilo sauce with a little bit of spice in it.
Yeah.
That just gives it that kick and that flavor. It's not too spicy, but it's just perfect for your mouth, for just your flavors.
And this pairs perfectly. You are a Mexican steakhouse, and to have the king crab legs with that is such a perfect pairing and a terrific margarita. And it's a perfect night. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your Friday night music that you have every Friday night. Dinner and a show, and what a show it is. And we're going to talk about what's coming up next. And then it's perfect for football
season. We got a lot of tapas. We have a lot of specials coming up Monday through Friday. We offer a special every single day. For example, Monday, we offer a special, the wings in a 16-ounce draft, $9.99. That's a great deal. You get 10 jumbo wings. You can get them cooked barbecue. You can get them cooked with the hot sauce. You can get the lemon pepper. It's great. I mean, Monday Night Football, wings. What else can you ask for?
How many TVs do you have?
Ooh, we have 82 TVs.
I started counting last night walking around, and I lost count.
Let me tell you, I didn't, because we had to install those things. And let me tell you, that was crazy. It was a great production. We put those TVs in, and we tried to put them in a place where there's nowhere in a building you can go and not see a television for football season. And that's what it's about. We're a family fun environment for football, for any type of sports, soccer maybe. And it's just great. You know, you come in, get a drink, watch your favorite game, and we could put on as many as six different games at a time. So, you know, when you're looking for a place to go watch football or your favorite sport, hey, think of Jimmy's, because we're right off the access road.
Absolutely. I sat there and watched the little Falcons last night before
the preseason,
game.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope they do something this year. I hope
they
make us proud.
They are, Jimmy. They are.
Make us proud.
And we're going to celebrate it with a margarita. Okay, when we come back, our final segment with Jimmy, it's tequila and carnes, and we're going to celebrate it with a couple of margaritas, and we'll tell you some special ones that maybe you can try at home. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, my guest in the studio is pretty popular right now. It's Jimmy of Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes, because he's feeding the radio station right now. How's that feel to be rock star, Jimmy?
Let me tell you, you have an amazing staff here. I really enjoy coming in, feeding you guys. This is really fun. This is one of my highlights.
What are you doing
day.
Next Saturday?
Hey, we could be right here with you. You're looking for somebody to come hang out with you and bring some food. I'll be that guy.
You can be that guy anytime you want, because this is absolutely delicious food. And tell everybody where you're located. It's Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes, the only Mexican steakhouse in the city of Atlanta.
Once again, we're right there in Doraville. Doraville's a beautiful little city. We're just north of Chamblee. We're just south of beautiful Norcross. And we're right there in the middle of everything. You know, you got Dunwoody right next to us. I mean, you can't beat it. We're easy access. We're right off the highway, just on across the street from the Home Depot, the old Barnacles building. The old Barnacles building's been there for years,
yeah.
And we're making it happen. We're going to make this happen with all of us here.
That's right. One big family. We want to remind everybody that we are the home of the Georgia Bulldogs. Every game will be heard right here on AM 750 and 95.5 FM, and we're going to have a WSB Georgia football preview show with Hondo, Eric Zier, and Scott Slade on Sunday from noon to 2, so you don't want to miss out on that. And coming up at 3 o'clock, normally you hear Monica Perez, but you're going to hear another Monica. Monica Matthews is going to be filling in for Monica Perez from 3 to 6, so a little program hint for you there. Okay, back to Jimmy's Tequila and Carnes in the studio. We have Mary. She is the manager, and Jimmy Jr., he's the jack of all trades. He does a little bit of everything at the restaurant.
Yes, he does.
And so you play live music on Fridays, and we just heard Billy Joel night last night, which was phenomenal. He was more Billy Joel than Billy Joel.
I'm telling you, he was incredible. If you didn't look up on stage, you just heard the voice. Oh, my God, you would think Billy Joel was there. It's amazing. These tribute bands, they come out, and they do a fabulous job at Jimmy's. We have an incredible sound system, light system. So these guys, when they get up there, they're really energetic. They really enjoy what they're doing. They really enjoy playing it at our facility. Next week, we have the Foreigner Head Games. I'm really excited for those guys to come in. I can't wait till they come out. After that, we've got the show for Bon Jovi's coming up.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah, that tribute guy. Let me tell you, not only does he look like him, he sings
Bon
like
Jovi.
Him, he acts like him. He comes in character like this guy. He does a great job. So I'm excited for him to come in and have his show as well. So if you're home bored, looking for something to do, if you're not bored, looking for something to do, come on out Friday night, have a dinner and a show. It's a great atmosphere. It's a fun atmosphere. We try to liven it up a little bit with some good drinks, some good entertainment. So there you go.
Does it cost extra to come in and see the show?
Absolutely not. You know, my favorite thing is when they come in and say, I heard it on Belinda Skelton, it's free to enter all day long. Walk in, have a good time.
Absolutely.
Go straight to the bar, get your fresh margarita.
I highly recommend the skinny margarita. That's just my favorite all over again. Or this. What? Tell me again.
Once again, that's the Cantarito in the clay cup.
Cantarito.
You can't go wrong with
yes.
Jimmy's double barrel tequila.
Double barrel
stuff.
Tequila.
But Belinda, we have we got the football season coming up. We have specials every single day, like Tuesdays. Tuesdays, you can walk in, $2 tacos. You get street tacos for $2 each taco, no problem, whatever you want. And then on top of that, you get a $2 draft beer. You can walk in and walk out for less than $5.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's
what
the way
a bargain.
We work it. Yeah. Wednesdays, we're doing Wine Wednesday. We got $4 glasses of wine with tapas. Everybody loves wine, so come on in on Wednesday if you like wine. Thursdays. Any draft beer besides Guinness, because Guinness is very...
yeah, that's yeah, different.
That's different. So any draft beer, it's mostly domestic. All the draft beers are $2. Can't go wrong on that day. You pick out your draft beer, domestic. go for it. $2 draft beer on Thursdays. I got a great group of guys come in on lunchtime. They love it. They enjoy every bit of it. So then on Friday, we have a happy hour from 6 to 10. We got $6 margaritas. They're not the top shelf. They're not with Jimmy's Tequila, but they're very good. And then we have beer. $2.50 beer, I'm sorry.
$2.50 beers.
Yeah, $2.50 beer up until 10 o'clock, so you can get your special either way.
Yeah, the two guys next to me at the bar, they were enjoying those $2.50 beers last night.
Yeah, they were. They enjoyed. They come out every Friday. Those guys are good people. Very good people.
I was enjoying getting to know them.
Good friend of mine, Keith, and his other buddy there.
Yeah.
Good people.
Okay, so what are some of the appetizers or new things that you're going to be introducing during football season?
So, yeah, we have the wings. We already spoke about the wings. We got the calamari. We got the Jimmy's sampler.
And the calamari, let me tell you, I'm a calamari snob. So I know my calamari. That is some good calamari.
It's a little different, right?
The spices.
Yes,
you're all about the spices.
Yes, we want the flavor. We put a little bit of jalapeno in there, and that gives it a little different flavor, a little spicy. And then we put our own seasoning across the top of those calamaris, and it just gives it that extra burst of flavor. That's really good.
But you're not telling people where you're getting your spices.
No, ma'am.
It's from a small little region in Mexico.
Well, yes, this is the state of Nayarit. It's on the west coast over there in Nayarit, Mexico. They have really good, authentic food that a lot of people don't know about because it's so far south to travel to. People typically go to the Cancuns, they go to the different areas, Playa del Carmen and things of that nature. But this state of Nayarit is really good. It's up and coming in this area, in this territory. And it's got great flavorful seafood, great flavorful seasoning. And we took a lot of that stuff and made it our own.
Now, how did you find this place? How did you find these spices?
Well, once again, it's my wife's region. She's not here to be able to talk all about that stuff. But she comes from a very small hometown, and they do a lot of home cooking, and her mother taught her a lot of these recipes. These recipes come from her family lineage, and she does a great job. She came in, and we put it all together. We put a few more things of our side, you know, where we put seasoning in our food just to make it that burst of flavoring, and it just makes a great marriage.
What would you say is the number one selling thing on the menu?
Man, it's difficult. We got a thing called the piña rey. Our steaks, ranchetta steak is selling off the hook. The fajitas, fajita la casa sells like crazy. We have the crab legs that sell really well.
Oh, I mean, those crab legs.
Yeah, there's really not one item that just I could say and pinpoint that this is the top seller, because there's five or six items on the top of that menu that just fly off the shelf.
Now, what made you want to open such a specialized Mexican restaurant? It would be easier for you to just go with same old, same old. I mean, you had to ramp it up and become a Mexican steakhouse with specialized spices, with your own barreled tequila. I mean, this takes a lot of extra work. And
yes, a lot of hours. We spend a lot of time in our businesses. And I'm telling you, when you walk in the door, it's going to be my son probably greeting you and sit you down as the host, Jim Jr., and then you're going to be visited by me to make sure your plate's good. And I'll tell you, the steakhouse, my wife loves seafood. So we got the seafood concept off of Pleasant Hill Road right next to the QT lock called Las Costas. And that's doing a fabulous job. That's our flagship store. And you literally walk in there and you see nothing but Latin folks eating the food because they know the flavoring, they know the taste. And it really is walking into Mexico. And once again, it's Mary. She creates a great atmosphere. She's my lead store manager there. She does an incredible job. She'll make you feel like you're at home. So I wanted something that was my own too. I didn't want to be left out here.
Yeah.
My wife always leaving me out.
She was jealous.
Yeah, I was jealous.
It's an ego thing.
She's got all this success. I'm like, what about me? What about me? What about Jimmy? So we came up with a great concept. I really love steak. I love steak. I love the flavoring of the steak that we came up with. And, I said, you know what? There is no Mexican steakhouse. Where is there a Mexican steakhouse that you can go to? And there really isn't one.
No.
So I was thinking to myself, you know what? That would be a pretty neat idea. And then we cook
up all this. You can get carne asada and a couple other things like that, and that's about it.
We cook up all this fabulous food on a dock, and I got great friends up there that are always encouraging us, hey, why don't you open a steakhouse? And I'm like, yeah, someday we will. We're just going to save up our change and see if we can get something together. And, we started visiting Mexico, coming up with different ideas, different decor, and And we came up with Jimmy's Tequila with the great, fabulous logo of the La Catrinas with the Day of the Dead. And it's something that's up and coming with the new generations. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's festive. And then I love music. Every concept that we have, you walk into Las Costas on Pleasant Hill, it's nothing but music. You have the mariachi guys. You got the norteña guys. It's loud. It's festive. It's fun. Creates a great ambience. And so I was like, what can we do on the general population side? Oh, let's do tribute bands. So we created a fabulous stage, and it just got some great bands coming in to entertain everybody. It's just fun. It's and that's what we're all about. We're here for a short period of time. Let's enjoy it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And is the menu always changing? Do you give your chefs the license to constantly always change with seasonality?
Absolutely, absolutely. Every day we have a different special, especially for lunch. Lunch, you come in, you can get something off the menu, or you can see what our specials are. We like to come up with something on the special side, just so it's something different that's not on the menu. Like every single week for dinner or during the weekends, we have a different plate that you won't see on our menu. And that's the first thing our servers walk up and tell you. They say, hey, this week's special, this. They show you a picture. It's a nice laminated photo of the food that you're going to receive. Then it turns around, you got your drink special for that day. You got your dessert special for that day. So we offer something every week that's a little bit different, something you wouldn't normally see. And it's, once again, it's great food.
Would you consider the food at your restaurant more like what you would see in traditional Mexican homes in Mexico?
Yes, especially the food that's from Nayarit. That food that comes from Nayarit is something that they cook every day, day in and out, fresh with the flavoring and the seasoning that we cook. And that's something that we offer clientele here on this side. And it's really great. Really is.
Well, you've done such a fantastic job, and it's such a treat to go there, and it's always changing, like you said. So, but I still order the same thing every time because I love it, and I look forward to having it.
We love it when you come out. I tell you, you're like I said, your fan base is just amazing, and you're an amazing
I'm
person.
I'm blessed
as well.
To have the listeners that I do. They are amazing people.
I'm a fan for life. I'm a fan for. I'm every day here.
Well, you are wonderful.
Every time you invite me, I'll be here. I love it.
I'll bring the drinks.
You're always going to be here, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us once again where we can find you.
Once again, everybody, hey, you can't miss us. We're the old Barnacles building right across from Home Depot, right there at Tilly Mill and Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, right in the beautiful city of Doraville, south of the downtown Norcross, beautiful area there. We're just right off the expressway, 285 PIB, just north. Can't miss us.
And do you have a website where people can log on and see what your Friday night music lineup's going to be?
Absolutely. We have Jimmy's Tequilas and Carne, which is a website that we have, and we have Jimmy's Friday Night Rock. So both of those sites are out there. You could find them all day long online. We update them daily. Check them out. Go check everything out. See what you like. We have the menu there. It shows you everything that we offer. And hey, if you're thinking about a football game, you're thinking about a sports game or whatnot, hey, we're the ones for you, because we have the special that you're gonna like, and we have the TV that you can see everywhere.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Jimmy and crew, for joining us in the studio.
All right, Jim, you want to say goodbye to everybody, or say goodbye to your girlfriend or something? Say bye.
Oh, my gosh. Bye, everybody. I hope y'all get to see me at Jimmy's Tequila and Carne's.
All right.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for listening. Coming up next is Breaking Chews with David Danzig. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now, back to Belinda Skelton.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. Mm-hmm. So this week, you reveal a secret for Southern cooking restaurants.
So the secret, yes, I'm not sure how much of a secret it is anymore, but Secreto Southern Kitchen, it now has two locations. One is in Alpharetta and the other's in Brookhaven.
Okay.
And they specialize in stick to the ribs Southern grub, and it's definitely worth checking out. So if you don't speak Spanish, Secreto is secret in Spanish, and I'm pretty sure they don't mind us talking about it on the radio.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't.
It's not like that much. It's not a speakeasy secret. It's out there. So Chef Boyd Rose Basically, he's taken out the Southern Comfort Food Playbook, and he's just sort of chefed up a bunch of the classics. So warm pimento cheese, he's got some truffled deviled eggs, these great fried green tomatoes, sort of doubled down on all the bold flavors in Southern cooking, and then they're really pretty plates, and they're very hearty. You can also expect Southern fried chicken, shrimp and grits, and dewy crusted redfish. They do an apple brined pork chop that's grilled, so good. So it's sort of a rustic chic kind of build out, the one in Alpharetta is on Windward, and then they just opened up in Brookhaven on Durden. So if you've got a hankering for some Southern favorites, they cooked up a little flair, a little panache. I think Secreto's a great pick for you. They also do a great brunch tomorrow, so hit Sunday brunch out there.
Excellent. Where can we find you during the week?
I've got some really good pictures I took when I went and chowed down. Go to my Facebook or Instagram, and my handle is Bites Insights, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S, Bites Insights, and my website's bitesinsights.net.
I can't wait to see what you dig up for us next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.